Sunblock and I'll be ready from BBC Radio 1.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
I'm ready too!
That was Rachel in the background. You don't need to speak, I can do your voice for you.
Oh, good.
Oh, good!
Can we get Paul McKenna to give you a different voice?
I don't want a different voice.
Well, let's find out, shall we, Dave, eh? The Chris Moyle Show. Did I say it's 8:15?
No.
Okay. International Radio 1. Let's bring in Mr. Paul McKenna. Now, I tell you, this is going to be interesting because he's got to kind of manoeuvre his way through this.
Just start clapping now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get past him.
Will he get through there? There he is. Look at that.
How lovely to see you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McKenna. See, now, this is, for me, I get quite excited by this because I've met Paul a few several times. Hang on.
I can hear myself, yes.
I can control your headphones.
Oh, thank you.
I can control the voices in your head. Now, because I've met Paul a few times, and you've been on the show a couple of times, and what I like is, not many people notice this, but Paul's radio voice will now appear. And you watch, when we play the next record, he'll be itching to hit that vocal. With a time check.
Actually, I can't help it. As soon as I put a pair of headphones on, I feel like I want to do it. It just is a natural, you know, thing.
Paul, and I say this every time you're on the show, but Paul was a DJ, and Paul was good enough, some would say, to work on Radio 1. And you worked on Radio 1 for a year?
About 6 months.
6 months. And then you left.
Yeah, I went and quit. And I remember the controller of Radio 1 at the time thought I wanted more money or a better shift. He was saying, I know what it is, better, more money, better shift. And I went, no, I'm going off to become a hypnotist. And I think he thought I'd lost the plot.
Was that Johnny Beerling?
His dear old Johnny, who was always very nice to me.
Johnny Beergut, the controller.
He was, yeah. And And I walked out of his office and I could feel this knot in my stomach and I actually thought, oh my God, what have I done? I actually have lost the plot.
I could have helped you with that. I have techniques to remove those knots, by the way. And where did he feel the knot? About here?
Yes.
And what did it do? Did it rise up?
Yeah, it did rise, right. but then I had a couple of stiff drinks and it went right down.
Well, I bet.
It's always the way with me.
That was Johnny for you.
Always.
It was very incriminating. So, right, let's talk about your new show.
Yes.
Paul McKenna Will Make You Thin, which I'm loving.
Ah, thank you.
I'm absolutely loving it.
Do you know, it's the top show, it's the highest ratings they've ever had on Sky.
I'm not surprised.
And the other night, because we've asked people to, we're creating the world's largest weight loss experiment, we asked people to email us and join in the experiment. 70,000 people emailed, and we crashed the Sky website.
Fabulous.
Which is fantastic, isn't it?
What's the website?
If you go skyone.co.uk / McKenna.
Stop doing the voice! Well, you're upset!
You've started
forward slash McKenna. Right, okay. Right, so now I've got the website. Wherever you're listening around the world, by the way, log on, whatever time of day it is, and have a look. Because I realised yesterday, very quickly, you know, we were talking about the chrismoyles.net. When we talked about it on the show, it had about 1,000 hits or something like that.
Hmm.
By the end of the afternoon, it had about 4,500 hits. Because obviously people around the world, like in Sirius, are listening in different, you know, in delay.
It's because we're global now, you see.
It's a global village.
It's a global village. With McKenna in the morning. You could have brought your old jingles.
Do you know...
Because you did breakfast, didn't you?
I did, McKenna in the morning. But yeah, I don't think the equipment, because back in those days we had tape and things like that. It's all computers now, so...
But this studio would be ideal.
This is
still gas-powered.
That's what the smell is.
It's a beautiful old studio, isn't it?
It's an old studio.
Rubbish.
Right, so I've got the website now. So now, there are 6 shows, I take it.
No, there's 4. It'll be the last one this coming Monday.
Okay.
And then that's it. Who knows, they might repeat it.
Okay, now it's repeated on Sky 2 or 3 or something.
Yeah, they repeat it several times during the week.
So if you got Sky or whatever, stick in your... I don't know if you can search anymore for the programmes because they've changed.
No, you can. There's still an alphabetical thing, I think.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because the Sky Planner is now the green button, by the way.
Yeah, I know. They've changed it all around. And
because
all
if you're like me, this is a very weird thing. I know I'm a bit tangenty today, but when I'm one of my... If you have Sky, don't worry about this. For those people who've got Sky, you press your TV guide, right? Top left button of the 4.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I go up.
Flick up, because it then takes you to the bottom.
Yeah. But if you do that now, you go to adult programming.
Yes, exactly. And it's not good when the people are there with you, because it makes you look like you're some kind of pervert. You've got to press the green button where all your bits are safe.
There you go.
Yeah, I prefer it the way it was, actually.
Exactly, so do I, Paul.
Do you want me to put a word in?
Could you?
I will.
That would be great.
Well, you being the highest rated show you know, you can probably have a word.
I don't think they'll listen to me.
So have a look. Search for the show this week, because I'm sure it'll be repeated. Paul McKenna will make you thin. Not can make you thin.
Will make you thin.
Yeah.
Now, you're a thin man.
Thank you.
You are a thin man.
Yes.
But I say you're naturally thin.
I would say that too.
So I don't think you're properly qualified, because you've never been...
I should have been a fat person.
Yeah. Before, I think you should have made yourself fat.
Yeah.
And then lost the weight to show everybody
kind how of like that guy who did Supersize Me, sort of as
but you know, slightly less irritating than him.
Just not a bad idea. So, do you know, you see, now you've said that, I'm now going to have a battle. The producer will say, oh, great idea for a feature in the next show we do.
Make yourself fat.
I've got an experiment for you. Two could do almost a bit like Wife Swap, but you could do an experiment whereby, over a certain period of time, you have to get to his weight, and he has to get to your weight, and you swap diets and lifestyles.
Okay, how would I get to your weight? How would I do it?
Okay, now, when you feel these cravings, what you should do is just take a deep breath and give into the cake, as I call it. Because cake equals happiness.
Well, between snacks, should you snack?
Oh, well, there should be no between snacks.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you're between snacks.
Mm.
And, you know, you get that feeling of not being hungry and being full and satisfied.
Yes.
With my techniques that I have blatantly stolen from Dr. Richard Kimball, right? Right? Who's looking for a man with a prosthetic arm.
Yeah.
I can bring those cravings back by permanently having a chocolate bar in your hand.
Mm.
You will be eating non-stop, even when you don't realise. It's what I call unconscious eating.
And instead of taking the stairs, use the elevator.
Always use the elevator, which, by the way, we did. When we went to pick you up, we went in the elevator from one floor.
I think you could do this in over a six-month period. Life swap or something, right?
Yeah, I'm liking it. I'm liking
How tall are you, Paul?
5'10" or 5'11"
We're roughly the same height.
Yeah.
And how much do you weigh, or roughly, if you don't mind?
Do you know, I don't know. I haven't weighed myself for years, which is what thin people do.
Right.
Unless they're obviously, unless they've got an eating disorder and they're obsessed with it.
Yeah.
You know, but I never weigh myself.
So, but what weight size are you?
Do you know, I don't know that either. Is that bad?
Do you not buy your own jeans?
I bet you're a booger to buy for at Christmas, aren't you?
Do you know, I do, but I used to just go and do they fit. That's actually, I think, the best way to go.
That's why I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole section for you.
There are shops for me.
Hey, Millets.
But no, right, so let's go back to this then. Let's go back to the show. Right, now.
Yeah.
Rachel hasn't seen that. You haven't seen this yet, but I'm telling you, and Dave, it makes so much sense. Now, the first show, and you can catch up as well, and you can catch up on the website as well.
Mm-hmm.
The first show was basically, because what he's done, he's taken like 10 minutes of telly and dragged it out for an hour and sold it to Guy. the four major rules, the four golden rules.
Golden rules. Eat when you're hungry, because when people starve themselves, they slow their metabolism, and they actually store fat in their cells, and they set up these patterns in their unconscious mind where they feel tense around food.
Right.
So tell your body there'll always be enough food, so when you're hungry, go and eat the opposite of dieting. And then eat what you want, not what you think you should, because as soon as you make a food forbidden, it becomes you know so much more attractive, and you think about it all the time. Then eat consciously.
Now this is what I love.
I was going to say
this is the crux of the system.
Yeah,
this is the whole thing. Is people that are overweight think about food all the time, except when they're eating it, and then they shovel the food in as fast as they can, because when we eat, we release this happy neurotransmitter called serotonin. So people that are overweight are shoveling in food without chewing it properly to get high, and they get so high they can't hear the signal from their tummy that says they're full. So we repeated this Swiss experiment where we blindfolded people. So first of all, we gave them breakfast, and then they all cleaned their plates, as you're told to as a kid, right? And
these are kind of like trucker guys, aren't they?
All different, in a trucker's cafe. And then we blindfolded them the next day, said, have your breakfast. They could all hear the signal from their tummy, of course, because they weren't eating with their eyes, ate half as much. It's extraordinary.
So that's the crucial bit. I mean, in terms of the weight loss.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the whole thing with weight loss is a simple formula, i.e., yeah. you have to be burning off more than you're taking in. Essentially, that's the equation.
That's it. You have to eat less and move more. Mm. So that would be that's absolutely all it comes down to. But
go jogging with a burger.
There you go.
Yeah, but as long as you're jogging more than the burger is giving you know calories, then it's all right.
That's right.
Well, it's eating less. Isn't it really more than exercise?
Yeah, but that's it. It's about and the thing is trying to do it with willpower. Trying to do it. Diets have had their fair share of tests over the last 60 years. They don't work. They work for hardly anyone. 9% of people. This system that I've spent 15 years developing, I've really honed it, has a 71% success rate, and there's no willpower needed. It's just purely about reconditioning yourself. So I'm passionate about it, as you can probably tell.
Fourth golden rule
is when you think you're full, stop.
There you go.
See, because people who are eating too fast can't hear. There's a lag between the signal from your tummy to your brain. Mm. So if you're going at it like the clappers, you can't hear the signal.
There you go. Mm. See that? I think that's the common sense.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I watched it the other day, and Sophie's Uncle Trevor was around doing some shelves.
Yeah.
And we watched the show because I taped it from the other night, and then we sat down. I cooked a very healthy lunch of pasta, and I left some on my plate.
Hey, there you go.
I was
that's
eating
it.
Consciously,
and you're showing the food who's boss.
That's right. I looked at the pasta and I went, "Listen, pasta biatches, I'm the boss."
Yeah,
and I'm going to leave some of you if I want.
There's a new sheriff in town.
That's right.
You're the pasta master.
That's right.
Pasta.
There's a new sheriff in town. Mm. He's named me Sheriff Finn.
Yo.
All right. I'm enjoying this. And I really hope that, because we don't often do serious interviews, but I really hope that all the fat people listening are getting benefit from this. So, and I'm aiming this at people who are even so fat, they can't even get out of bed.
It's infotainment, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Edutainment.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So, and even if you're a bit podgy, this is because everybody thinks that they're slightly overweight. I mean, even I think that I'm slightly overweight.
Do you know, I think I might be losing my hair as well.
Okay, you have a full head of hair.
Thank you.
Just imagine.
I'm feeling better already.
A furry coat on top of your head. Right, Paul McKenna's with us. More from Paul in a bit. Right, he's in the Big Brother house. There's a good chance he might actually be number one with his band when he gets out. You don't play a bass? Ordinary boys and boys will be boys. And Alad reckons that's going to go to number one.
Could be when he gets out, couldn't it?
Right, very quickly, because we'll go to the news in a second, and Paul's going to have a little lie down and relax in this.
During this experience, it's best to be sitting or lying down in a place where you can comfortably ignore the outside world.
That's right. It's easily done on the show. Text messages come in. I got the Paul McKenna book and CD and lost one stone in 3 months. It works.
Well, that's good to... just good to hear that. Thank you.
Another one says, would you lose weight if you always ate blindfolded?
Would you lose weight? Do you know, if you followed my system, you would. But, you probably would find it easy. I might put a blindfold in with the book and CD.
Mm.
You know, it could cause some other problems, but...
You wouldn't know what you're eating, though, would you?
Well, do you know, Stephen Fry, who used this, he lost, several stone in the system. He told me there's a restaurant in Germany where it's all in the dark and all the waiters and waitresses are blind people. And he said the food tastes better. And, of course, he said you end up eating less.
He's hard, though.
Safer, though, to eat blindfolded than to cook blindfolded.
What you've done there is you put a boundary in, and that's good.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, can you do a Ronnie Corbett impression?
No. Why? Why would they even ask them?
You were close then. What? If you'd say, no.
What does Ronnie goes, I'll never forget the day. Is that,
you're getting there. This is...
Some of your listeners are on crack.
He sounds like this.
It was the one day. When, and I remember it very clearly, because it was the one day when Allied Carpets weren't having a sale.
That's Steve Coogan's Ronnie Corbett. Well, it's this only thing for the...
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not really one for impersonations.
Give over. Can you do an impression of Richard Hammond off Top Gear? Now, do you think he sounds like you?
No!
You don't at all. You don't see that at all.
Oh, do you think Richard sort of... He's sort of a... He's a lovely man, isn't he, Richard?
Do you not get that at all?
No.
Really?
We got 10 small cars, the new Toyota Igo.
We got 10 small cars. Is that right?
I think it's the same voice.
We got 10 small cars.
We're geeks, but you see, we can share it together in a safe environment. In a safe environment. Oh, right, maybe
there's a similarity.
There. I think there definitely is a similarity. Yeah. Anyway, more from Richard Paul McKenna. See what I did there. In a bit. Hey, listen up, fatties. Put that donut down and start paying attention to Paul. We'll play.
Just gone 8:36.
Okay, Dominic Byrne.
Hi.
Now, I can make you imagine you have a full head of hair.
Oh, that'd be great.
As you slide your fingers through your golden locks and imagine all the ladies looking at you as you flick your mane through the air.
Right. I just, a bit of hair would do.
Really?
Not an old mane.
But don't worry, because Paul is...
follically challenged as well.
Yeah. Not as bad as you.
He's more hirsute than you.
Is he?
Mm. Paul has hair at the sides.
Would you be tempted to shave, Paul, on your head?
Me personally, no, I won't shave, Paul. What kind of show do you think this is? Paul, can I shave you?
Yeah, it's over a boundary, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
I can make you smooth.
Yes.
Paul wants me to shave him over his boundaries.
If there's a line, I think we just crossed it.
Can you grow hair through willpower alone, Paul?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. You're the...
Well, do you think I would have tried? I'm afraid not.
But to be fair, though, you don't need to grow hair because you can...
Because
you can hypnotise women into bed.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's slightly unethical and possibly, some would say, against the law.
That's right.
But who cares about that? If you've got them skills, use them.
Is it unethical?
I was saying that it's only the other morning to Britney Spears and Cameron Diaz.
Is there anything that you need help with, Dominic? Seriously?
Many, many, many things.
Right.
The hair, obviously, is the main
one. Don't worry about the hair, just buy a cap. Next.
Okay, I'm vegetarian and I don't eat meat. Can I overcome this?
What, you want to eat meat?
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind eating bacon, but...
Hang on, you do eat meat.
Well, I eat chicken.
You eat duck and chicken and pork.
I eat chicken, duck and fish. I don't eat pork.
Right. And what, you want to eat?
I would like to eat meat without the guilt.
Oh, yeah, I could do that for you.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. How would that work?
Well...
just like that, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably charged £200 for this.
Do you know, I've never charged anyone, ever.
Really? Apart from Sky.
I asked... Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm nowhere near enough. No, I ask people to give money to charity.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But... with the guilt. Guilt's a feeling.
Mm.
And you can change and, you know, take feelings like guilt away. But there's some things we should feel guilty about. So, it wouldn't be good to take away guilt for something that was really bad.
Mm.
But I think eating meat, personally, you shouldn't feel guilty
about
that.
Could you take away Dominic's guilt when he sleeps around with other loose women behind his wife's back?
Yeah.
Could you take that guilt away in theory?
In the short term, but I think in the long term, I can take my own guilt away for taking his guilt away.
Nice.
Because that would be morally wrong.
A guilt off. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It may be morally wrong. That's one way to look at it. But you can look at it from a different angle, which would be cool.
Yeah. He's putting something back into the community, isn't he, in a way?
Well,
I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Carrie, are you fine? Is everything all right with your life?
Yeah, I think everything's fine, thanks.
You're right, hair-wise, yeah?
Judging by the advice you've given, Dom, I'm staying well out of this one.
Okay, so you must see this all the time. Here's a woman who's quite blatantly got problems going on.
I'm sensing hostility to men, actually.
She doesn't see them. She doesn't see her problems.
Riddle with guilt, Carrie.
Yeah.
Rachel, do you have problems?
No, not me personally.
Rachel, again, has many problems. She'll be here for a month.
I wanted to share with somebody else. Maybe you could hypnotise the whole of the Kidderminster Harriers to win and go up.
He's not that bloody good.
He's not Paul Daniels.
Would that be possible to give them some more momentum?
Now, do you not need help with your drink? Because you're an alcoholic, you've decided to do a month off the wine.
Mm.
I don't think I need help, I think I'm going to be able to do that anyway.
See, denial. See, that's denial, then.
Yeah, that is, isn't
it?
Yeah.
She doesn't think she needs
any help.
Could
you do that, though?
What, the drink?
Maybe make me stop drinking forever.
Do you want to stop drinking forever?
Yeah, possibly.
Hang on, you can't use the word possibly.
Yeah.
I want to stop drinking forever. Well, Monday to Wednesday is forever. But back on a Thursday night and over the weekend. This is good. I'm very excited that Paul's here.
Yeah.
Makes you look inside yourself, doesn't it?
Mm.
In a way.
Well,
but, you know, you know, not like that, obviously.
Not too deeply.
Yeah, well, as Paul says...
You'll still have awarenesses.
Especially if Dave's looking inside you, of course. That's a nice one. Right, Paul McKenna is here. We'll have more questions to Mr. McKenna coming up on Radio 1. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, he's live in front of me, is Paul McKenna, PhD.
Hey, thank you. Loving it.
PhD.
PMC, PhD.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Paul but PMK.
PMK.
Balls. PMCK, PhD.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Paul has a book out here. Now, Paul, one second.
Yeah.
On the book there, you're wearing glasses, a pinstripe suit jacket and a white shirt. Mm. And as you sit in front of me now, you're wearing the same clothes.
It's a different suit.
Are you sure? Yes, all right, I'll let you off. Do you always wear a suit?
No, I think for something like this, you know, I want to look smart, you know, look the part.
Make an impression.
For our show.
That's right, yeah.
You're the only one who thinks that. The state of Rachel, she looks like a bag woman. And this is Instant Confidence, The Power to Go for Anything You Want.
It's in all good bookshops now. So if you go to a bookshop and they don't have it...
Right.
They're a bad bookshop.
Is that right?
No.
So and you can get it online, I'm sure, as well.
If one were interested in that one, could
right.
Yes.
If one, yeah.
If one were going to, say, an online, you know,
like
bookstore.
Amazon or something.
If, say, one were.
Yeah. Who's this one you keep talking about? This Juan, the fella that you keep talking about. Hello, Juan. Buy Paul's book. Right, so this is Instant Confidence.
Yes.
And it includes a free mind programming CD. Now, yep. Because Paul says... I'm doing more talking than you are today. Paul says that the brain is like... It's like a computer for the body, see, isn't it?
It is.
See? And he can reprogram that computer, i.e., ergo, your mind.
That's right.
You're fascinated, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a way. I've always thought my mind a bit like a computer. And it needs adjustment.
Yeah, a Spectrum, isn't it? ZX Spectrum.
Commodore 64.
One of them BBC computers that you had at school.
With the soft buttons.
Yeah, load, go to, run.
Yeah.
Whatever. So the book is what, basically just giving yourself confidence for anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's for, you know, if you want to ask someone out on a date, you want to stand up to your boss, if you want to, you know, be more charismatic when you're speaking in public, just about anything, really. It's also about giving you more drive and motivation, because a lot of people, you know, want to feel absolutely certain before they make a move, before they do anything. And I've noticed that people who are high achievers don't. They just, you know, they'll go and just have a punt at it. And a lot of people who've achieved throughout history, you know, came from not from privileged backgrounds, and actually with the cards stacked against them, but they just relentlessly kept going. So there's loads of techniques in there that give you that oomph to go for what you want.
Is confidence a general thing, or are there different types of confidence? For example, a different type of confidence to maybe stand up in front of people to do a talk?
Yeah.
Or is that different to then the same sort of confidence of asking somebody out?
Well, you see, I think that some people are really confident in one area and not in another. You know, sometimes somebody will be a captain of industry and they'll make multi-million pound decisions every day, but ask them to stand in front of a group of people and speak and they'll be terrified. Mm. But you can take the feelings of confidence in one area and put them in another area of someone's life, so they feel a strong talking. Here's a good example. Most of us feel comfortable talking with our friends, you know, because we're not worried about being judged. But if it's a big group of people we don't know, we might feel a bit scared. So what I do is make people feel as though they're talking to friends, and then they're more relaxed, more themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that.
It's true, though, isn't it?
In the book, there are many quotations from famous people that you can look up to and admire. Winston Churchill, Muhammad Ali...
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon, Louis Pasteur, Jack Nicklaus and Stevie Wonder. Now, these are people that I always look up to. I always think, what would Stevie do in this
Louis
situation?
Pasteur was a milkman, wasn't he?
He was the man who invented penicillin.
Milk. Oh, no.
Penicillin.
Picasso, Martin Luther King, the Fonz. I mean, these...
Henry Winkler.
No, so it was Henry Ford, sorry. But Pelé, you know?
Yeah.
Look at that. You know, this is great. I like this. Who's George Herbert?
I don't know.
Isn't he a writer?
Short book.
He said something good, though.
Howard gets a mention in him.
Oh, Howard, yeah. Howard Stern.
Oscar Wilde.
Mm.
Kim Wilde.
Did George Herbert write All Creatures Great and Small?
No. James Herriot, Janis Joplin, and Bruce Forsyth. I mean, these, you know, these are all... I made a few of them up, obviously. And the CD there as well. This is the CD that you had to listen to, obviously. Don't listen to it while you're driving.
No, we...
Or if you're doing an operation, maybe open heart surgery.
Yes.
Do it in a comfortable, relaxed environment when you're when you're safe.
That's right.
What? Because no one's buying the book and then, you know, the services and then sticking the CD on while they're heading up the M62. You know, don't do that, for goodness sake.
No. No.
Instant confidence, the power to go for anything you want. Paul McKenna includes a free mind programming CD. There you go. What?
Nothing.
All right.
Control
Alt Delete.
Because we've got the book. Where's our CD?
CD's in the back.
Oh, I see.
Which, by the way, makes it value for money. And it's only $99.99 for this book. It's only a tenner. Look at that.
Yeah,
that's
great,
isn't it? Now, do you write this yourself? Do you sit down?
Yeah,
Sit in your. Yeah. Do you sit in your little study?
No, I'll go away somewhere where I won't be distracted and...
Virgin Radio. That's that place. You want to be distracted there.
Exactly. There you go.
And, and how long would it take you to write?
It takes... to actually physically write, it takes months, but that took years to write, in that I had to sit and, you know, and work with people who weren't confident to study and find out how to make them confident. So you could say that's taking years.
Paul McKenna will make you slim on the television show, so next week is the last show.
Yeah, that's it.
So we've learned... we've learned the four golden rules. Now, the tapping thing, which, by the way, I've told loads of people about.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased, because it's brilliant.
Now, Rachel and Dave think I'm a moron.
No, I don't. In all honesty, no, I understand this technique, because, you know, it's diverting the attentions of the mind away from fear.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And it's actually, it's proven that it reprograms a part of the brain called the amygdala, which is...
she was in Terror Hawks, wasn't she?
It's the part that processes fear and things like that. So it's a bit like resetting your computer. The tapping thing, I know it looks weird, but I have to tell you, it's been thoroughly researched.
Explain to those people who don't... I'm going to switch the music off, because this is serious now. Explain to those people who've never heard of this what it is.
Well, it's a technique where you tap on acupuncture points. If, say, there's two really good uses for it. If you feel scared or traumatized, or you feel compulsed to do something, what you do is you think about the thing you're compulsed to do, or you think about the thing that's upsetting you, and you tap on these points, and it just knocks out the fear or knocks out the... We can do it now if you want. You know?
So it suppresses anxiety, is that right?
It actually reprograms the brain, so the anxiety won't come back as much.
Let's get Alad in here, because Alad is the most unstable character I've ever met in my life, so he'd be perfect to use.
Perfect candidate.
Because, you know, anxiety, whatever. Jesus, this guy thrives on it. Right, go around to this microphone here. This is Alan. Don't shake his hand. Don't touch him. You don't know where he's been.
Hi.
This is Paul McKenna, OBE.
Hello.
Right, so, now, Paul, while you show it. Now, be honest. If this works, you've got to be honest.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Is there something that that you feel frightened of, or you... here we go. Here. Hello. Without telling me, was there something that you found traumatic once?
Traumatic once.
Yeah, there was a bad thing that happened to you. Or, here we go, is there something you're compulsed to do that you'd like to stop? Any of those?
Yes.
Yeah, is it a compulsion you want to go with? Or is it something, you know, bad that happened to you that you want to, you know, make so that it doesn't matter anymore?
Can I refer to you this really quickly?
Yeah, what? Of course,
What? Yeah, the hamster teeth stuff, yeah, you can do that.
But Al, you were traumatised when T'other Alan Jones joined the BBC, weren't
There's
you?
A lot of trauma in my life, to be honest with you, but
what about your obsession with waxing?
No, I don't wax.
What do you... Well, whatever you have done.
That's not a trauma.
It's electrolysis.
It's fine.
Seriously, this guy has the hairs pulled out of his body.
It's called ellipse, but let's not go into that.
Which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with... Do I say that loud?
Well, you don't have to tell me what the incident is. You can keep it private, but you need to tell me what we're dealing with. Yeah.
Okay,
you can tell us.
Fear of flying.
Fear of flying. Great. Yeah. That's a perfect one.
That scares me a lot.
On a scale of 1 to 10, when you think about flying, Where's your fear? Ten's the worst, obviously, one's
eight.
The least. Eight. Excellent. Yeah. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do looks weird, but it will work. It will reduce the fear. So you've got to copy me. Take two fingers. By the way, you can do this at home, but, you know, obviously only if it's safe and appropriate to do so.
Yeah, okay. no doctors if you're in the middle of surgery.
Okay, yeah. So here we go. So I want you to concentrate. So think about flying. The fear is, it's in your body now. You can feel it. You've got tension, yeah?
Yeah.
And you'd say it's about 8 out of 10, yeah?
Yeah.
Take two fingers.
It's one of them really bumpy flights as well, where the trolley's going down the aisle.
It's the takeoff.
Yeah.
It's when
and the smoke coming out of the aeroplane.
And then as you're taking off, there's that dip just after you've taken off. You think you're going to crash.
And Stevie Wonder's flying the plane.
Okay, that one. Oh.
And I'm next to him.
I'm getting very hot and sweaty here.
Okay, so what number is it? It's an 8.
Oh, 8.5 now.
8.5 now. Excellent, beautiful. Now, take two fingers, tap above one of your eyes about 10 times. Concentrate on the feeling. Just concentrate on that feeling. Tap under your eye. There you go, about 10 times. Tap your collarbone. Tap the side of your hand here, the karate chop point. Side. There you go. That's it. Back of your hand. Here we go. That's a good. Think about the fear. Just concentrate on the feeling of fear. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Now, keep your head still. Look down to the right. Look down to the left. Keep your head still, Alan. Concentrate on the feeling. Look at me. Okay, now, I want you to keep your head still and rotate your eyes in a full 360.
This is great radio,
that's
isn't it?
That's it. All the way around. Rotate in the opposite direction. There we go. Now, we're going to go into the right brain. Hum the bars of a tune. Let's do Jingle Bells while you think about, you concentrate on that feeling. La 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 la. Now count out loud from 1 to 5.
1, 2,
ignore them.
3, 4, 5.
Hum Jingle Bells. Tap above your eye again. Here you go. Tap here. There you go. That's a good tap. Tap your collarbone. Here we go. Tap under your armpit. Think about that fear. There you go. Tap the side of your hand here. Just concentrate on the feeling. There you go. Tap the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Look at me. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Keep tapping. That's it. Good. Look down to the right. Nearly done. Look down to the left. Okay. Now, rotate your eyes in a full circle, thinking about that fear. Rotate in the opposite direction. There we go. Okay. Jingle bells. Count out loud from 1 to 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Jingle bells. Tap here. Tap here. What number is it right this moment?
About 2.
Exactly! How weird is
that? You focus on your fear of dying when you're singing Jingle Bells.
How good is that?
There you go.
Can I just say, though, for anybody that, you know, tune in halfway through that, you just hear you talking, kind of going... with this very odd noise, which, you know, is all sorts of different imagery.
So you're supposed to do that when you're scared?
Well, you do it before on the way, and what happens is the more you do this, the more it reduces the fear, and yes, you do sit on the plane doing it, which does look a bit weird. Do you know, when I first learned to do this, what happened was, I've got to tell you, it's a weird story. This was years ago, I went for a psychic reading, and this lady said, you have to, she pulled this book off the shelf, went, you have to read this book. I went, no, I'm being told you have to do this. She said, you will work with this man, you will spread the word of this technique. I went, I can't see how hitting yourself on the head is going to, she went, please trust me. And she was a very good psychic, and she, anyway, so the next day I was sitting on a plane, and I was sitting with a friend of mine, she said, I'm dying for chocolate, all I can think about is chocolate. I just turned the page on compulsion, so tap here, and knocked the compulsion out. There was a woman sitting just across the aisle, and I could see she was nervous. So I said, excuse me, madam, you're a nervous flyer. And I did it with her, got her fear to go, and blokes sitting, only people in first class, you know, I didn't go back to the economy.
Yeah,
you know,
never said right.
And it was amazing. I mean, astounded. Did it there and then on the plane.
See, I love it. It's great. And you do look like a bit of a pillock, but, you know, I sat on the plane tapping before, but it's good. It works.
Dave's not convinced, is he?
No, I am. I am, but I'm not a nervous flyer, so it's difficult for me to you know, experience.
All right, well, next time Everton, you know, 5-3 before the next Everton game, you're nervous.
I'm chewing my nails and everything.
Yourself, you know.
I was on Saturday.
So you'll be fine.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So if you're scared of, say, spiders, another one of mine things, and it's right in front of you.
On a plane.
You're freaking out.
On a spider, right
on a plane.
So the spider's right in front of you, you'll be able to stand there, providing you do all those things.
Yeah. Well, it depends. What you would do is you do it before. You see, but if the spider is poisonous, you might want a little bit of fear, so you keep out of its way. You know, if it's a tarantula or something like that.
No, don't take it all away.
Mm.
And then we're going to send him into I'm a Celebrity.
That's really interesting.
Somebody texted him, by the way, saying that, that it does sound like another stress relieving technique. Mm. Just the sound of you going la 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 la.
Hey, I'll take your mind off it.
I don't know what you mean.
Hey. And how's your stress now?
Oh, no! I felt so relieved.
How's the stiffness? Oh, gone!
And that's not in the book.
Right, well, Paul, thank you for that. Thank you for coming in. Are we going to do the question? Have we got time to the question or not? Or should we just, you know, leave it? All right, okay. Sorry, Benjamin. All right, now, listen, the TV show will be on next Monday.
They repeat it on Sky 2 and 3 throughout the
week. Right, have a look for it. Paul McKenna can make you... Well, Paul McKenna will make you thin. Mm. Look out for the show, because it really is... It's a great show. And are you selling that to the States?
Do you know, I'm going next week to pitch the very show.
It's just so funny. In the beginning, he walks out and he goes, okay, who here likes chocolate? And all these fatties put their hand up. Okay, great. Well, this show is for you, piggies. Now then. It's great. The Americans are
I think I can see it working there.
Who here has ever eaten anything in their life? Yes, you.
I eat food on a regular basis.
Right. Yeah. Good. That's what you do. Yeah. That's why you're fat. But I'm not. And I'm richer than you. And here's how. And the book is Instant Confidence, The Power to Go for Anything You Want, written by Mr. Paul McKenna, PhD, the world's leading hypnotist and Britain's most successful self-improvement author.
I didn't write that.
Yes, you did.
No, the publisher writes that.
You write that. And you get a free CD, which has got loads of techniques on how to be instantly confident, and also some album tracks from the Kaiser Chiefs and James Blunt. So, doesn't really have those. Paul McKenna, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Hey. You can stop tapping, by the way, Alan. Yeah, please.